All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Nicole, how can we help you?
Okay, so I went on a date with this guy who I really liked. Mm-hmm. His name's Preston. He was just, like, very cool. We super hit it off. I had a really great time, and then he's just been, like, completely MIA, and I don't know why.
Okay, so let's talk about this great time. What happened?
I honestly don't know. Like, my coworker kind of set us up. I guess he told him that I was cute. He was a buddy of his, and, like, yeah, we went out for dinner. Like, it was chill. I really liked the guy. The conversation was easy, like, and then at the end, we kind of were like, oh, yeah, let's meet up again. And it just, he completely ghosted. I have no idea.
Is there anything you think you did that turned him off? If put it this way, if you had to bet money on what you did wrong, what would you bet on?
I didn't do anything crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I was like, maybe I talked too much. I really don't know.
These are my favorite. When the person is just clueless as to what they did wrong. Okay, well, we'll try and give this guy a call for you next, okay?
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, second date update on the 10th. Hang on.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Nicole. She said she had a great date with this guy, Preston.
Right.
Like, she did nothing wrong. You didn't say anything wrong. You didn't ask him to shove something up somewhere.
No.
No? Maybe he wanted you to. No, okay, so the date went great. You said even at the end, like, there was no point where you felt like he was like, ooh, now it's taking a weird turn. Like, you said up until the end it was fine.
Oh, my God. Like, the whole time. It was completely fine.
All right. Well, you know what? Stay quiet, and we'll try and give him a call right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Preston?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, perfect. Preston, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Please don't hang up. I can explain why we're calling you. I can explain how we got your phone number and everything. It's all good. We got your phone number from a young lady who you know. Gonna tell you her name. She thinks that you and her have a chemistry, so she would love to take you out on a date so you guys can, you know, see if you hit it off. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for that date, and we'll let you choose the place anytime you want to. Just let us know. We'll reserve everything just so you and this lady can get to know each other better and see if you hit it off. So basically, it's a win-win situation. Like, at the absolute worst, you feel like you and her don't have a chemistry, but you still have a good meal.
I have no idea what's going on right now. What is this?
I know, that was a lot.
That was a lot of information. Okay, let's just start off. I'm going to tell you the girl's name.
Okay,
so her name is Nicole, and she said you guys went out before. She would love to go out with you again because she feels like you hit it off on your date.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't really feel comfortable. Am I in the air with this?
No. I mean, she called us up, so we're calling you on her behalf. And, you know, again, you don't have to do it, but if it's a no, can you, we just... Can you tell us so we can tell her? She seems very confused.
I mean, I don't really feel comfortable talking about this at all. Actually, dude, I gotta go. I'm at work, dude.
No, can you just real quick, just let us know what it is. Like, she just was very confused, and she would like some sort of closure.
Oh my god, dude. Here's the thing. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Mm-hmm. So I showed up to my buddy's work, and like there was this very cute girl, super fine, and I asked my friend. I was like, hey, man. Can you hook that up? Is she single? Do you know anything about her? And he shows up a couple days later with her number. And we started messaging. It was great. It was awesome. We hit it off. And then I showed up to a date. We made a date. And, dude, the girl on the date was just a total rhino. Like, it wasn't even the same girl. Because my buddy's a dick and we f*** with each other all the time.
Stop it.
Nicole's
it.
On the phone
oh my
right
God.
Now. She
Are
heard
you-
what...
Dang, bro.
Wait, I just need to. You said Nicole's on the phone.
I don't
she
think
heard
he gets
what
what's going on.
Her. She heard you call
yeah,
her a rhino.
I'm a hello. But Preston, I'm on the phone. God.
Are you saying that your friend did that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, this feels. I had no idea that you had this girl. I had no idea what this is right now, but yeah, it was a prank. It was just a goof. And.
You're disgusting. Like, that's disgusting.
But first of all, I'm not disgusting. This wasn't my prank. Like, you're disgusting. And B, it was my buddy Tony.
Really? Really?
Dude, why are you so mean?
I'm not trying to be. Look, it was just a joke. Like, it's not. It was his idea. I didn't do this.
Okay, well,
you're a very nice person, and I'm sorry, but like.
Well, you don't have to be evil.
Big.
Like, your children, like, grow the f*** up. Like, how old are we, dude?
We had a fine time on the date. I was not a dick in person. I felt really weird and blindsided. But, like, honestly, I mean, I've got standards. Like, it's just, there's not going to be a second date, I don't think, on my end. Because, I mean,
clearly, that's why you're still single, dude. Like, there's not going to be a second date on my end either. And, like, good f***ing luck finding anyone else who wants to date your ass.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
You're going to find out why you should never mix food and sex, okay? All right, good. That's going to happen at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive. In Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR 281332.